In Iraq, building democracy is proving to be a delicate exercise in the holy city of Najaf. The town is home to a shrine sacred to the Shia Muslims, who make up a majority of the country's population. Locals in Najaf are angry at U.S. support for an interim mayor who is a Sunni Muslim, and they want elections right away. But American administrators say more time is needed for a proper and legal vote to be organized. NPR's Nick Spicer reports.
There is only one God, chant the pallbearers weaving through the faithful at prayer before the tomb of Ali, far beneath the Grand Mosque's gold dome. This is not only the final resting place of one of the most revered figures of Shiite Islam. Najaf is the seat of the Hausa, a college of learned Shia scholars who give guidance on spiritual matters. Each year, millions of Shia from around the world complete a pilgrimage here. Thousands bequeath their worldly goods to the mosque's council, which oversees a giant endowment. So Najaf is a place where the mayor's job is a highly powerful one, and a highly sensitive one. That's what Abdelmonem Aboud is finding out. He's Najaf's acting mayor and has his office in the same building as the American authorities. Aboud said he was chosen by a council of tribal sheikhs at the war's end, a fact recognized by the Americans, he claims, for helping them take over the city. Aboud hasn't faced Najaf voters yet because elections have twice been postponed. But he says that may not be a bad thing.
Every political change brings confusion. We saw this in the French and American revolutions. It took years to organize elections afterwards. So people must first wait a bit to understand democracy. And then we'll have a real election. This will give people a real chance.
But on the streets, people want their chance at holding power now. Most of the Shia of Najaf think Aboud is America's man, and they say he can't solve the town's problems as well as a native-born Najafi would. Mayor Aboud, though a 20-year resident, actually hails from Basra farther south. Out-of-work engineer Rasid Cherba has other allegations.
Mr. Abdelmonem, not very good man. I thought thief man. Company near him, very bad man, very bad man.
Cherba offers no proof, but his allegations are supported by others. The fact that Aboud served as a colonel in Saddam Hussein's army is enough for most of Najaf's Shia, who recall the years of oppression under the ousted regime. The list of grievances one hears sometimes has little to do with Aboud's potential competence. Some even think he should be cast out of office because he has an artificial leg. Although there are no opinion polls, there is anecdotal evidence that many people would prefer a man who was born and raised in Najaf and returned after years abroad to run a restaurant.
Until now, I never see where is the democracy. Until now, we must wait and we will check and we will see. I don't see nothing to Najaf.
Saad Sultan Hajim Abu Galgal is the mayoral candidate of the Shia group known as Skiri for the Supreme Council of the Islamic Revolution in Iraq. For years, Skiri was a clandestine movement financed by Iran. But with the war's end, it moved its headquarters from Tehran to Najaf. Party officials say it has given up its goal of importing an Iran-style theocracy to Iraq. But as Galgal tells it, Skiri still has major political goals in the future Iraqi democracy, and Najaf will be a test case.
Shia people, they said this is an example in Najaf. And if this succeed, it will be succeed in other town. If not succeed, I don't think it will succeed in other town.
The Americans trying to organize the election just down the hall from the mayor seem well aware of the political significance of the Najaf vote, and of the impatience of its townspeople.
The citizens of Najaf want to hold elections. They want democracy and they want it now, ready or not.
Major Dan Chichakis is the man in charge of organizing elections in Najaf. He says the vote was first postponed in order to count voters and to give parties a chance to organize. The second delay came because the top American officials in Baghdad thought it might be better to wait for Iraqis to adopt a constitution before any vote occurs, even though municipal elections have already been held in several major Iraqi towns. Chichakis insists the delays are not about fending off Skiri or other Islamist parties, or about waiting for support for the current mayor to build.
We trust them to do what we think is the right thing. But, you know, that's democracy. You take a risk. We will work with whoever wins. That's our promise to support the process.
Nick Spicer, NPR News.